Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Make sure you guys are subscribed to all three channels, and hopefully you guys will get some notifications. EE Arts, Heart's Home, and also Evolutionary Energy Arts. You know, there is so much going on right here, and some of the things that we're witnessing are simply all about taking our focus away from other things that we are witnessing and realizing.
It does seem to be kind of like that. You know, it's cover one eye and open the other.
Yeah, absolutely. They're looking too closely over here. Quick. Set that on fire. Or you know, we need a dam to break because, you know, they're going to notice this.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly like that.
Yeah, it really is. As you see, the official journal of German Cardiac Society reveals that those athletes who died suddenly were likely killed by the C period, U period, R period, E period. Yeah, so you have this great realization. You have the sickle maker trying to cover his butt, you know, as we can listen.
I've been wondering this. Do we have any idea how that would even work? Have you heard any accounts as to how that might have happened? Is there speculation in the scientific community as to how that happened?
That's a very good question, Jim. So one of the things that people maybe don't fully appreciate, that all of the intelligence agencies agree unanimously that this was not engineered. Namely, they didn't deliberately do this to make a bioweapon. Everybody agrees with that.
Of the intelligence agencies. Again, if it's just becoming so obvious to so many that there are so many different levels of organizations and power structures that are all completely interconnected and on the same page and being funded from the same places. Yeah, so, you know, this is all talking about, is there any way it could have been natural? And he was like basically saying, well, you know, yeah, natural. Well, you know, I guess if I sneezed, right? And all of a sudden there was a catastrophic break and then, you know, I tripped and this other beaker fell over. Yeah, that's natural, isn't it? No, not really. No, because again, you know, you take something, you make it worse. Why would you do that in the first place? You know, the logic, just the logic itself is ludicrous. Agency capture on steroids. There's an incentive not to find problems with big FARMA. Yeah, the FDA receives 75% of its drug approval budget from the farm industry. Almost 45% of the FDA's total budget comes from the big FARMA industry. Individual scientists within the NIH are allowed to patent drugs and collect royalties. And those NIH scientists have received an estimated $350 million in royalties since 2009. So if you have scientists who are supposed to be regulators who are actually making money on the product that they're supposed to be regulating, yes. And remember when we were showing, if you guys have watched the EE Arts video first, hopefully, the one we were talking about the bank and the flood, and then we showed those funny clouds in the sky. Yeah, if you had a way to guarantee there would be people sniffling, sneezing, coughs, all sorts of health issues, chronic health issues mean chronic profits. You know, this is all part of that looping cycle, as she is shaking her head and nodding in total agreement, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so obvious and frustrating sometimes, but we need to keep bringing this to the forefront because the more people that take a look at it and have an understanding, the better off the rest of us will be as a collective.
Yeah, a dear friend of mine back in the late 80s, early 90s, he used to think I was a little bit paranoid and stuff. And you know, he thought when I told him, you know, hey, you see this horrible thing out there, that HIV/AIDS thing, can you imagine the profit if they gave the entire world that? Can you imagine the guaranteed profit that would be in the big FARMA industry if the entire world contracted this new disease that was, you know, hitting people in the 80s and early 90s. Yeah, that was something that was spiky, was it not? You know, again, everything that we're seeing, it's something that, for whatever reason, it's something I've always known. And, you know, that's tapping into the higher self, I guess, is the way I could look at it. But it's just something I've always kind of known. And here they're doing a new hashtag, Plasmagate. Yeah, Plasmagate is now upon us. And you might not fully understand this, but I believe this is what will finally take down all of these, you know, particular technologies. And the whole concept of this word is based on being able to take something and make it inert. Take a substance and make it, well, no longer alive. But the whole substance they're talking about, scientists don't agree on whether it's alive or dead because it doesn't really fit into either category in the first place. Ah, flawed logic for profits.
Very much so. It's one of their favorite things to do is throw this stuff out there. Confuse, confuse, confuse.
So absolutely, you know, this is how we see the change of one species into another. Now the sun is changing us into something much more than we were. It's awakening that which has been purposely turned off. And they understand this. They're going to lose their herd. They're going to lose their cattle. They're going to lose their profits. Yeah, again, this is part of the bigger picture. Recipients of Gil Bates' favorite you-know-what were found to leave third density at 10 times the rate as those that didn't. Yeah, you know, exactly what we're seeing globally right now. So this is the big reveal. This is the big reveal. And what is this big reveal going to do? It's going to set the world on fire. That's pretty obvious. Protest at Manhattan building alleging it's a disguised Chinese police station. Well, there's those in all different countries that are sovereign. Why does the US, why does Canada, why does the UK, why are there Chinese police stations in all these other nations? Because we've already been handed over to them. It's just that simple. Because this is the new power structure that's already in place. And then when the war happens, you know, and it's just like when, you know, the fighter takes a dive and you look at the replay close, he never even really got touched. But he took a dive and everybody's calling it, oh my God, did you see that blow? He is out. It's over, guys. We have a new champion. Yeah. We have a new sheriff in town. Yeah, it's all part of the bigger picture. Cemetery of Wagner, not far from the border of Ukraine. I don't think we really have a clear idea on how many lives have been lost, even in the technology that we have in these days. It's massive. You know, do people really, you know, yes, people lose their lives in these never-ending wars all the time. These all go hand in hand. This is part of how the population never gets above a certain number, and then there's a restart. People are catching on to this. Hypersonic missile used for the first time in a war. Russia versus Ukraine. Damn, it's fast as hell. Putin was never bragging. He was, you know, delivering the truth when saying that we have these things, you can't stop them. Well, again, the whole banking power structure has shifted. In case you haven't noticed, the BRICS nations are becoming the majority. NATO and the US is the next sacrifice. And this is what they do. They believe in blood sacrifice. It's right there in the Bible. Over 1,600 migrants reach Italy in one night. Despite promising a crackdown, right-wing Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has seen arrivals triple this year. You know, she again delivers a fiery speech, but then she's also in support of the Ukrainian war. She's pushing for the WW3. Again, you know, they put a new person up on a pedestal, but it leads in the same direction. It's just pandering to one side, pandering to the other side, and they're still going to go straight down the middle and create that third WW.
It's their favorite game. It's the favorite thing to do. And while they're getting us to look here and look there, they're already handing the keys over to someone else. And, you know, I mean, this could all go down without even one shot fired. They might just have everything done. And if you're tied up into a system where they can control you digitally from afar, yeah, you might have a little trouble functioning if you haven't planned ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. There were many people with such exuberance and pride that, you know, going back like 3-4 years ago and doing videos saying how, you know, there's going to be a war on U.S. soil, on U.K. soil, Canadian soil, and we're going to be invaded by Russia, China, and other nations. And people saying it never happened. No way in the world it never happened. Not, you just were not informed. You just didn't see the bigger picture. All this has been in the plans for decades upon decades, if not hundreds of years. And that's waking up to the bigger picture. Again, the zombie apocalypse, you know, well, apocalypse is unveiling. Zombies are those that are, you know, basically kind of brainless in that they don't understand the bigger picture and they're just mindless eaters. And this is the way they view us, as mindless eaters that are easily manipulated. So the zombie apocalypse is truly those that have been just wandering around, just fully engaged in life, eating, drinking, enjoying life without a concern. Now, all of a sudden, the rug's being pulled out from under us, entire society's falling apart, and they're like, what's going on? I just don't understand this. I can't believe this is happening. But it was always right there. The evidence was always right in front of our faces. But then again, many chose to bury their heads in the sand instead of look closely at the things that just didn't make sense. And there were so many of them. There is more democracy in Mexico than could exist in the U.S., so says Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador. Wow, it's starting to feel like there will be Mexican troops flooding over the border at any time, along with the Chinese and the Russian troops. Or again, it can be just, taking a dive, so to speak. The U.S. is currently occupying a larger portion of Syria than Russia is of the Ukraine. Of course, you know, Ukraine is larger in size than Syria is. But, you know, again, this is all part of recognizing that all these sides are really against humanity. And as long as we take a side, they're happy. They don't care. Pick a side. As long as you pick one side, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Pick one. That's all. Saudi Arabia annually sells $57 billion worth of oil to China. China, in turn, sells $30 billion worth of goods to Saudi Arabia. More than half of the oil trade is planned to be carried out in yuan. Yeah, absolutely. The dollar is dead. Remember, the ruble is rubbish? Well, the dollar is dead. And, you know, this is, and same thing is going to be the case. Basically over in the EU, you know, this has all been planned for a long time. There's a new power structure. When you look at the infrastructure in, you know, the Arab world, in like the UAE and Kuwait and these, it's just amazing. I mean, look at that building. Do we see that in the United States? Not really. When you look at the trains that we have here in the U.S., they're pathetic. They've not put any infrastructure, you know, upgrades in the country. The reason is because that was never their intention. They're going to let the country just revert back to nature. This is what we remote viewed. When you look 20 years out, what do you see? The cities are totally overgrown. Yeah, there are smart cities. There are smart cities, and there are basically, you know, humans/AI workers in those smart cities. But, you know, the rest of the country is reverting back to nature. And this is part of, again, the big herding. When we look at the floods in California and we look to California in the future, you know, California is one of the areas that seems to be the most devastated, truthfully.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of food coming out of California. There's a lot of land that is being destroyed, and there's probably going to be a lot of insurance companies that say, oh, sorry, you know, we just can't cover this. And, you know, does anything ever really shock anyone? There's that one agenda, and they're going to do whatever it takes to meet that agenda. Doesn't matter. They don't think about cruelty. They don't think about, you know, ruining families, ruining lives, things of that nature. That's not in their DNA to worry about. It's only in their DNA to worry that they come out on top regardless of what they have to do. Now, I don't think they're going to have like a super fast, you know, cut off everything, because from what I can see, they need us to do more of a slow death spiral. They need us to continue to be paying some type of taxes. So it's going to be something that's very slow and cruel, kind of like a snake squeezing a rat.
So here you see, this is a recruitment video for the Australian Army. What are they wargaming? Keeping civilians in place. So one of the other things that we saw when remote viewing in the future, when Cindy saw the camps that were littered throughout the U.S., they were manned by Russians, Chinese, and Americans. And, you know, again, this is part of the bigger picture, because, you know, the takeover that's happening has been planned for a very, very long time. So where is freedom? Freedom is in outlying areas. Freedom is in being self-sufficient as possible. It's going to be very, very different than what we've been used to. And again, obviously they want to herd people into these smart cities. That's the obvious thing. And we were showing how they truly are a complete form of lockdown all the time, 24/7, 365. But there will be those that will return to nature and the natural way of things, and then there will be those that try to, you know, straddle in between as long as possible. You know, we keep doing as much as we can to wake people up, because that's the entire purpose that we've had for this life, is for this time, to wake people up. When we look to Nostradamus's his famous letter to his son Caesar, and it's accurate in so many ways. Again, Nostradamus absolutely was working for the secret societies, for the crown, for the controllers, the Illuminati, etc., etc. But again, they're giving us some of the script, and so this is some of the script. Yet he was also very, very gifted, and of course they will always try to recruit the most gifted. This is just how it works.
Mm-hmm. Always, you know, there's people out there and they have some pretty amazing gifts, and that's the whole thing. You know, you want the best players on your team, right? So they find these beings and they utilize them for their abilities, but they always just slant it toward whatever they might need to sell humanity.
Absolutely. So when we look at when he's talking to his son, he says, "My son, lest I venture too far for your future perception, be aware that men of letters shall make grand and usually boastful claims about the way I interpreted the world." We see that in all newspapers. Nostradamus says 2020 is the year, or 2012 is the year, 1999 is the year. And this has some dates that are inaccurate, as this was printed a long time ago. Again, misinterpreting, and you know, it's the way it's written is it's written cryptically, so you can actually put it into more than one situation at more than one time typically. Now there's some things he gave us that do indicate, like when we were talking about the Saudi prince, he actually did give us part of his astrological chart, and that was really interesting because it does fit him, and he does fit, you know, the potential bill for perhaps a major character in this timeline. And again, you know, we're talking about Antichrist. He talked about three Antichrists that are interpreted as Napoleon, Hitler, and somebody else that is walking right now. And who is that third Antichrist? Jared Kushner! No, just kidding. Just kidding, guys. Just kidding. That's been one of those favorite people put out there and all. But again, 45 is not done. No, no, no. He still has a big part to play in this. And as we've been sharing right along, they do not envision it going smoothly unless there is a civil chaos on this land. And this is what's being lit now, the civil chaos. That's part of what's needed for all this to come down along their lines. Now, they understand it's kind of like taking a boat down through rapids. And if you go to the left, it's going to be a cataclysmic disaster. If you make it to the right, you're going to survive the rapids. And they're trying to steer us to the left as much as possible. Meanwhile, you know, we're trying to steer it to the right, meaning all that are awakened, and try to avoid the cataclysm and the big crash and impact going off that cliff, so to speak. But it's at such a breakneck pace that it's like you pull out there, and they will pull out all the stops as we keep going forward. Just like we have to pull out all the stops and get people to realize you're being manipulated, you know, and just think about how the world has been divided, just like the Hatfields and the McCoys. It's just nonstop division. Once we recognize that and we stop looking at each other and start looking over at the control system, then we can clearly steer ourselves away from the dangers ahead. And he goes on to talk about what is coming. So he says, okay, here we go. Before the worldwide conflagration, which is to bring so many catastrophes and such revolutions that scarcely any lands will not be covered by water. Think of California. And many other places, and this will last until all has perished save history and geography themselves. This is why before and after these revolutions in various countries, the rains will be so diminished, right? Severe drought. Well, now we go from the severe drought in the U.S. to the opposite situation. Then such an abundance of fire and fiery missiles shall fall from the heavens that nothing shall escape the Holocaust, and this will occur before the last conflagration, before the war ends in the century and its final stages. It will hold the century under its sway. Some countries will be in the grip of revolution for several years, others ruined for still longer periods. And now that we are in a Republican era with Almighty God's aid, and before completing its full cycle, the monarchy will return and the Golden Age. Well, you know, again, when you look at his history and who was he with, he was right side by side, you know, with the church and the monarchies. He was in there with the bloodlines of those that we call the Anunnaki Ijiji, you know. So again, you know, of course, he's viewing the Golden Age as being a return to the ruling of the Dark Ones themselves, the return of the Anunnaki and all. But that's, you know, again, not what we are envisioning. We are seeing that they will be here and be out in the open as early as 2035. But again, those that can keep their vibration high will literally be able to experience the benefits of living in a Bronze Age and being heading towards a Silver Age, which means increased lifespan, increased abilities, increased happiness, higher frequency. And, you know, basically we can still evolve even with all this going on. The individual always has the choice as to where their frequency is going to be.
you know, they really, really, really need the chaos to a very high degree. I mean, to the point where they even hire certain people to go out there and create the chaos, you know, so other people will go, oh, we need laws for this and laws for that. Oh, help us, dear government. You know, they hire both sides. But our best thing that we can do is do not fall into the chaotic nature that they are trying to portray, that they're trying to throw out there. You know, just be very methodical about your moves. Keep your eye on the prize. Do what you need to do to take care of yourself, your loved ones, and have the backup. Because, yeah, at some point they are going to use food as leverage. And guess what? As long as you're prepared, and even if your neighbors are just even a little bit prepared, they're not going to have that leverage. So we have to keep pulling that leverage away from them. And you can't do that unless you're conscious and understand the nature of the whole chaotic scheme.
Absolutely. Let kindness prevail as we see this man saving the dog from being hit by all the cars. Again, we can learn lessons, and some lessons, you know, take longer to learn for the masses, but it's out of kindness and compassion that we will be able to lift our own individual vibrations up. If we get caught up in the anger, if we get caught up in the rage, you know, because it's coming, the rage is coming again. The realization of what's been going on and what has happened is going to just light the world afire, conflagration per se. And so we want to guard our emotions and our frequency in these times above all. So thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. We couldn't do it without you guys. Stay prepared. Keep putting out the high vibes, even in the face of the ever-increasing darkness. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.